Will you spend another summer working on your yard for your spouse, kids, and guests? Or would you rather spend the summer with your spouse, playing with the kids, and relaxing with guests? Hire Blue Duck Lawn Care to get the super healthy lawn you'll love and neighbors will envy. Blue Duck does the fertilizing and weed control. You just mow to get a lush, thick lawn. Best in your neighborhood. If it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com. Remember, if it's got to be green, hire Blue. BlueDuckLawnCare.com.
My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer right over there. One of the big stories we've been talking about this week is how Bud Light sales have suffered. I mean, just plunging 25-30%.
Not getting any better at all.
Not getting any better. We talked about it yesterday. Target is in a free fall. Retail giants market value plunging by $13 billion as they scramble to recover and back away from the backlash against the Pride tuck-friendly swimwear. You're a baseball fan, Hammer. The Dodgers have invited what our next guest called a full-fledged hate group to spread its hate during Pride Night on June 16th. We'll go to the drivehubler.com hotline and bring on Breitbart senior writer John Nolte. Has been covering all these things I mentioned and more extensively. John, did it surprise you? This is something Hammer and I mentioned quite a bit. We're still kind of surprised that the Bud Light thing has lasted as long as it did, because traditionally I don't think conservatives are very good at boycotting. We'll start with Bud Light. Did it surprise you that this is still going on? It's still a problem for them.
It definitely surprised me. It seems the tolerance finally hit a wall. Things were just, you know, they've been pushing the left, pushing. And I think they've hit a wall with the American people, with the patience of everyday Americans, by trying to normalize what is either sexual deviancy, a sexual fetish, or mental illness. And part of it, I think, has to do with the kids. I mean, we've coexisted in this country with drag queens and transsexuals and transvestites for as long as I've been alive.
Of course.
But it was a live and let live thing. You guys want to put on a drag show, go put on. I don't care. What do I care? Just don't do it on my porch. Well, now they're not only doing it on our porch, they're doing it in our schools. They're doing it at Disneyland. This is an obvious recruitment vehicle against children under the age of consent. And I think this is where the American people are saying, this is enough. I can't deal with this anymore. I cannot expose my kids to this. It's going too far.
And John, it seems like to me anyway, this Bud Light thing specifically, this is the first time that the red-blooded, blue-collar American male has found himself in a situation like this. Because a lot of times it's folks that are very into politics one way or the other, and it becomes a total political thing. This was simply a matter of beer drinkers around the country who like to crack one open after cutting the grass or drink a beer at the ball game or whatever, having this kind of stuff thrown in their face, and they're saying, no, enough is enough here.
Yeah, it's a way to say now you're drawing a line. You know, these transsexuals and these transvestites and these drag queens, these are subcultures, and we are fine tolerating subcultures. But once you throw it in our face, once you try to normalize it, once you expose our kids to this, and the people exposing children to this, like Disney and Target, that's just evil. I mean, they are trying. The evil likes to corrupt innocence, and that's what Disney and Target are doing. They're corrupting innocence. I think Bud Light just made a mistake, and I don't have a big problem with Bud Light because it's a beverage for adults, and I don't care what Bud Light does. But I certainly see why people have just said enough, and that's what you're seeing. That normal people, their conscience now, it's not about tolerance. It's not about disagreeing. It's their conscience that's kicked in, and they're saying, I cannot support this. This is about the kids.
I believe John Nolte referred to Bud Light as the CNN of beers in one of his in one of his articles.
Forever tainted.
And then back to Target for just a minute. I thought this was kind of under the radar that, you know, without evidence, Target boycotts supposedly became violent. And then we come to realize that it's you know, the LGBTQ extreme activists that were sending bomb threats to several different targets.
Which were hoaxes to begin with.
It's all hoax to begin with, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's what the media has been doing now for 10 years. They tell whatever lie they have to tell. Russia collusion, the Covington kids, Jussie Smollett. You know, I could go on and on and on. The media will tell whatever lie they have to tell to further their agenda. So in order to try and give Target a little cover, the Associated Press lied about acts of violence against Target. Now, we knew it wasn't true because, number one, our side doesn't engage in that kind of violence. And number two, everyone carries a camera. Where's the video? Everyone carries a camera. Where's the video? So we knew they were lying, but they don't care. And then when the left actually does engage in violence with these bomb threats, it just gets uncovered. But, of course, new media is here, and we can get the word out, and that's what we do. And we're getting more and more influential by the day because we're the ones telling the truth, and the media is the ones trying to deceive everyone.
John Nolte is our guest. He's the senior writer at Breitbart. You mentioned Major League Baseball a minute ago, Nige. John, I'm a huge baseball guy. I've coached baseball. My son still plays baseball in high school. What's happening right now is really interesting to me. So the Dodgers, they're out in California. They're in L.A. They're super progressive. Okay, we get that. But one of their star players was the one that stood up and said, yeah, I'm not on board with this, and it was Clayton Kershaw. Very rarely do you see the star player, the face of the franchise, step up and say, yeah, I don't like what my team is doing here. Clayton Kershaw did that for the Dodgers, and I want to get your thoughts on that.
He deserves enormous credit for that, but he did it, and this is not a criticism, he did it in his own self-interest. Christians understand that our souls are at stake. Our eternal life is at stake. And if we sell our soul in a little way, it's still sold. So he's protecting his soul. He's standing up against evil. He's not going to participate with evil to save his soul. And that's what I think is happening to a lot of people on our side. It's affecting our conscience. We understand now that we're at a point where this matters not just to our culture and not just to our kids, but what does God think of this? What does God think of people that participate by shopping it? I mean, if you shop at Target, you're participating in child abuse. If you give Disney money, you're participating in child abuse. And that's what people are coming up against for the first time. This is a very stark choice. Now, that does not mean that ball player does not deserve credit for the moral courage that he showed. Yes, it was in self-interest, but it was also moral courage, and that is not an easy thing in this society. It's certainly not an easy thing in Los Angeles.
But what are the Dodgers thinking, John? I mean, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, what is this group, and why are they honoring them in the first place?
Yeah, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence is a bunch of transsexuals and transvestites who hate God and who hate Christians, and all they do is blaspheme. They dress up as nuns. They make fun of the crucifixion. They're a hate group. I mean, if I did that, if I devoted my performance life to doing that to Muhammad.
Oh, my God.
Right? Ooh. I would be considered a hate group. If I devoted my performance life to doing that to black people or to Jews or to homosexuals, I would be considered a hate group. The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence are a hate group. Why are the Dodgers doing it? Because the people that have taken over our institutions are evil. And they see an opening in the culture right now where they can get away with spreading evil. Plus, they know kids are going to be there. They know kids are going to be in the stands, and they want to corrupt the innocence of these kids because they want to, that evil enjoys corrupting innocence. They want to exploit these kids politically. Many of these people want to exploit them sexually. And this current moment in our culture allows them to come out of the closet a little more. The child abusers and the perverts and the fetishists and the evil, it allows. I mean, Target was doing business with a Satanist. I don't know how much clearer it can be what's going on.
And John, we've seen this in sports before where athletes get put into pretty tough situations by the organization. I believe it was in hockey in the NHL. Pride Month last year, there was a Russian hockey player who disagreed with wearing the rainbow uniform, didn't want to play that night. And while the teammates supported him, the local media in Philadelphia tore this dude down like he was some sort of terrorist. Now that we've seen a couple players step up and say, this makes me uncomfortable, and there's a star player doing it, do you think you're going to see more of that?
I doubt it. I mean, I think it was the Toronto Blue Jays player that had to come out and give that little confession. I mean, that's just what they're doing to people. And people, it's not an easy choice. It's a very tough choice. But sometimes you got to make the big sacrifice based on principle and based on your soul. If you believe in such things like I do, you have to make a tough choice. And that can require terrible, terrible sacrifice. But it's pure evil coming out of the woodwork. They're after our kids. It's not about peer pressure. You don't see Walmart doing this. You don't see the NFL doing this. You don't see, you know, there's all kinds of corporations. Universal is now the number one animation studio because they don't do this. They don't have to do this. They pretend they do. Oh, Twitter's hard on me, and I got this DEI thing from the government. But why aren't all these other companies doing it? You're doing it because you want to. This is an excuse to do it. It's an excuse to parade your fetishism around. It's an excuse to try and normalize your perversity, and it is most definitely an excuse to try and normalize pedophilia, which I promise you is next on the list.
And so last thing before we let you go, John, does it seem like we're on some level of winning this culture war here in America with as much pushback as Target and Bud Light and Disney and the Dodgers? And, you know, I saw the other day one of the fastest athletes in Connecticut is suing her high school because she's been beaten 20 times by trans male athletes. People are pushing back on this.
Yeah, no, it's a good thing. I don't know how it's going to end up. I think that the future of America is self-sorting, where the Democrats go live in their Democrat-run dumps, and you know the rest of us live in normal America. That's really where I see the future going. But this is a market thing, so the market pressure on these companies is different than political pressure. The market pressure might force them to step back a little bit. And it's never the battle will never end. There will be no win or loss until the left wins.
Breitbart senior writer for Breitbart.com, John Nolte. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, you too.